Yeah, something I would like to make people aware of is something that the Marriott Hotel Group does. And it's very alarming and very shocking. But what we become aware of is what they do is upon checking in, they will check a person's background. They will look for your criminal background. And if they don't like what they see, they will call you minutes after you check in and they will ask you to leave based on what they have discovered in your criminal background. Now, this is really bad business because a lot of people do have criminal backgrounds. It doesn't mean that they're a criminal today. They maybe have a felony in their background. It doesn't mean that they're not a suitable guest who can pay correctly for their lodging and leave other guests alone and not damage anything. So it's very, very discriminatory and sad that they sanction people for years after the event that a lot of them probably would go back and undo if they could. But really, what happened in one case is a person booked through a third-party online booking agency, and upon checking in, they ran their information from based on their ID at check-in, and then they barely got to their room, and then they called. They said, "Based on your background, your criminal background, we have to ask you to leave." There was no mention of refunding the money. Now, luckily, this person had booked through a third-party agency, and so they were able to be refunded to the third-party agency. But now you think of it, basically they're saying, "We don't want your business. You know, we don't want you here." After they initially take your money, it's kind of like the new Jim Crow, where let's have you get on. You can pay to get on the bus, but you got to sit on the back, or you got to get on the back of the bus, and we certainly don't want you mingling with others. And maybe at some point we can just tell you to get off. And it's sad that this new Jim Crow discriminating against people who have criminal backgrounds exists. You know, I mean, I understand, you know, you can have a plaque up somewhere that says we reserve the right to refuse service to anybody. But if your door is open for business and you take the people's money, and then say leave, and you really don't have a justifiable cause for that, I think that's really, really bad business. Very shocking, very alarming. And the Marriott Hotel Group is doing this every day. Just want you to be aware of this.